with that, we're closing in on first pitch for the Mets and the Hammerheads. People enjoying this beautiful night in the Cutwater Corner. Take a moment for the Little Leaguers to depart. Clover Park playing service. While they do that, Ethan Lanthier begins his warm-up session on the mound. 6'5", 230-pound right-hander, 21 years old from New Hope, Minnesota. That's 12th-round pick last year out of Kansas. Day two starter for St. Lucie, looking to pick up where he left off at the end of last year. Also looking to pick up where Nate Dom left off yesterday. Mets starter at one point, retired 8 in a row on opening nights. The lineup for the Hammerheads looks like this. Starlin Cava will lead off and play short just like he did yesterday. Number two, Miami Marlins prospect Andres Valor had a really nice opening day, got on base 3 times. Dylan Head acquired in a trade for Luis Arraez with the Padres last year. It's third. Carter Johnson, 2 RBI yesterday, bats cleanup. Andrew Salas, youngest player in full season baseball, just 17 years old plus 1 month. Julio Henriquez hits sixth. Jesus Hernandez, seventh. Carlos Sanchez will do the catching. And Ian Lewis returns to the Hammerheads after playing with Jupiter last season, bats ninth. As for the Mets defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, in left field, it's Jonathan Henriquez. In center, A.J. Ewing. In right field, it is Willie Fanyas. And then going on the infield from third to first, Colin Haupt, Jeremy Rodriguez, Trey Snyder, and Trace Wilhoy. He takes over at first base. And your battery for the Mets catching is Vincent Perrozzo, and pitching is Ethan Lanthier.
Yes, no rehabbers tonight for the Mets. Yesterday it was 3 minor league rehabbers, Drew Gilbert rehabbing a hamstring injury from spring training, JT Schwartz rehabbing a knee injury, and Eli Ankeny coming back from Tommy John came out of the bullpen in relief. But those three not going to participate in tonight's ballgame. Just the regular old St. Lucie Mets, as we have just a little bit of a hang-up, and I clear all those little leaguers off the field. Gates are only so big. The legs only move so fast. So we're getting there. Lee in the yellow shirt. He'll corral. So it'll be Cava, Valor, and Head for Jupiter here to start us off. Home plate umpire Patrick Good signals for the first pitch. Lanthier ready to go. First pitch on the way. It's fastball up and away, and we are underway here at Clover Park. First pitch, 6:13. It's 82 degrees. And crystal clear in Port St. Lucie tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Cava takes this fastball low at 95. Cava yesterday in the leadoff spot went 0-for-3. Drew a walk. Was actually subbed out for Jesus Hernandez later in the game. Back in there today. 97 on the gun, and Lanthier has his first strike. Fastball below the knees at 96, 3-1. Due to the challenge system, every game this season, every game not played in Daytona, that is. Yesterday, the teams ran out of challenges early. The Mets were done in the first inning. Jupiter down to 1 challenge after the first inning. Lanthier gets this one over, and it's a full count.
Would have to expect the teams are a little more cautious this time around with their challenges, especially after we saw what happened in last night's game, especially with the Mets losing them so quickly.
Payoff pitch misses for ball four. Lanthier goes at the off-speed, and Cava reaches base. The walks were an issue at time yesterday for the Mets. They issued 5 free passes and hit a batter, and Jupiter extremely active on the bases yesterday, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Leadoff man aboard, Andres Valor moving up in the order, 5-2. This pitch is outside, an easy steal, uncontested for Starlin Cava. A walk and a stolen base and immediately the Hammerheads have a runner in scoring position.
We're seeing it again already with that aggressiveness from the Hammerheads. They know they took advantage of it in last night's contest and want to do it again, especially in the first inning.
Lanthier disengages. And Perozzo, Mets catcher, didn't even have a chance to throw. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 97. Well, Jake, we saw it kind of all yesterday. It's really a three-pronged effort. Pitcher's got to hold the runner. The catcher's got to make a good throw. The fielder has to make the catch out at second. The Mets just couldn't get the combination right yesterday. 1-1 fastball, good one at 96.
Well, the Mets have definitely gotten better as well throughout the game. And you look back to that one throw from Gutierrez, which was right on the money, but Baez couldn't quite haul it in, so hopefully that's going to continue. Perozzo, of course, behind the plate today, so a little bit different for the Mets.
1-2 pitch, fastball sawed off. Lanthier bringing the heat, sitting 96-97 in the first inning. Two slider, missed away, two balls and two strikes. You're just tuning in. The Mets wearing different jerseys tonight. They'll do so every Saturday home game, Community Night Saturday. These are the Donate Life jerseys. You can bid on them now. SaintLucieMets.com/auction. Liner out of play to the right. Game worn and autographed. If the bidding starts at $75.
Just put some pictures up of the jerseys on social media. They look pretty good. I love them. Nice baby blue with a little bit of green on them, too. Mets logo pops. Nice jerseys. And to a good cause.
2-2 pitch. Right in there for strike three. And we have our first challenge of the game. Valor, who won a challenge yesterday, wants to try his luck again this season.
Thought that one looked pretty good. I'm surprised at the early challenge.
Oh, no. That close. How close? Point 3 inches. A winning challenge for Valor. Tough break there for Lanthier. Payoff pitch. Fastball fouled away. A lot of pitches here in the early going. Both batters running the counts full. Hammerheads retain both challenges. Fifteenth pitch of the inning. Missed for ball four. And two on, nobody out. Perozzo is going to head out for a visit. Lanthier has had to work hard here in the early going, still searching for that first out. Thought he had one, but it's the beauty of the challenge system. Valor was able to save himself.
Perozzo also kind of sensing here. He wants to calm down his pitcher. It's early in this game. Can't let these walks get to you. Still a long way to go. Try and settle in and pick up a couple of quick outs.
Still in head. Top five prospect for the Marlins. Swings and misses at the changeup. Started in with something different. Head yesterday, 1-for-5. Singled and scored in the first inning. Here's a ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Coming around is Caba. He's going to score. Throw goes to third. Not in time. Up to second is Head. It's 1-0 Hammerheads. Dylan Head, RBI, base hit up the middle. Advancing to second on the throw. Now, two walks and a hit from the first three batters.
after that nice changeup on the first pitch. Lanthier tried it again, and Head was right on it.
It's a good pitch from Lanthier. It's on the outside part of the plate, but just a better swing by Dylan Head, driving it into the outfield, and he has some heads-up base running to get to second as that throw went into third.
Mets infield's playing in. Got to get 27 outs tonight. Haven't gotten one yet, but already in run prevention mode. A curveball misses to Carter Johnson. Johnson, a couple of RBI yesterday, a hit and a sac fly. Drove in half the game's runs. Laid on this fastball at 96.
I do think one person that is happy about the infield being moved in is Jeremy Rodriguez, because it's tough to see sometimes when you're on second and you have a runner on second and you're trying to avoid the pie slice as well. And that runner can kind of get in your way. It's hard to see that pitch coming in.
Lanthier's 20th pitch of the inning is spoiled foul at 95. And he needs an out quickly. This time of the season, really any point in the season, the organization's going to be careful with their pitchers. In danger of maybe not making it out of this inning. Trying to put away Johnson, the 1-2. Missed outside. Perozzo able to keep it within range. Two balls, two strikes, and just another deep count. A couple of 3-2 counts. Now a 2-2 count. Fastball fouled away at 98. So Lanthier trying to reach back a little extra to get it by Johnson. This looks like that Andres Valora at bat where Valora just played spoiler until he earned a walk. Fastball grounded to Rodriguez. He boots it. Runners will hold. Johnson will reach safely. It's going to be an error on Rodriguez. Ball is on him quickly. Third base, Valor was holding. Everybody stays put. Now the Mets, two walks and an error in the first inning, plus an uncontested stolen base. Not the start that they were hoping for.
Now the good news here, at least, is that because the infield was in, that run does not get home.
Yeah, that was a strange play in the fact that the result, as Luis Alvarado, Mets pitching coach, is going to make a visit to the mound. But you had a runner at third, ball put in play, an error made, runner reaches safely, batter reaches safely, but the runner doesn't move. So no damage done on the scoreboard, but with Ethan Lanthier really needing an out, Rodriguez could not provide it. Rodriguez, who looked pretty slick at second base yesterday, couldn't cleanly field that ball.
It'll be interesting to see if the Mets continue to keep the infield in. I expect they will. And you could really use a ground ball in this situation, get it home quickly, and try to pick up a double play with no runs on the board. That's your best-case scenario. But also in this situation, too, you want to go wherever you can get the out. That's the most important thing. You still have nine full innings, at least at the plate, for the Mets.
There's a swing and a miss on the fastball from Andrew Salas. Salas, 17-year-old, making his pro debut yesterday. In a big spot here. Lanthier's fastball just misses away. Salas, an infield hit and a walk in his first pro game yesterday. Another top 10 prospect for the Marlins on this Jupiter squad. Fastball high at 96, two balls and a strike. Mets middle infield playing back now, hopeful for a double play ball. Even Will Hoyt at first playing behind the bag. The defense has changed. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 2-2. Another deep count. It's been right on the brink for Lanthier, so close to getting outs with two strikes and hasn't been able to get one yet. Let's see if he can here. Another full count, the third one out of six batters in the inning.
Unfortunately, not much has gone right for Lanthier here, and it doesn't help when you have to battle through these long at-bats as well. Racking up the pitch count.
3-2 pitch, and he struck him out. Fastball at 95. A badly needed first out, and we'll see if Lanthier is allowed to keep going. It doesn't look like it. He's out of pitches. Mets manager Luis Rivera coming out to make the change. So you look at how this inning unfolded on Lanthier. He could have had an out on the ground ball to Rodriguez. It appeared he did had an out on strike three on Valor, who overturned it to a ball by 0.3 inches. And just that close for Lanthier. He's done after a third of an inning. It's going to be a long night ahead for the Mets bullpen. New pitch for the Mets is a familiar face. Christopher Gomez was with St. Lucie for the majority of last year. Ushered in here in the first inning. Bases loaded, one out. Mets only down 1-0. They're really a good pitch away from getting out of this jam. Batter is Julio Henriquez, and he will take fastball up high.
Well, with one out in the inning, defense playing back right now to hopefully get that double play ball. Gomez, 4.38 ERA last year in 24 games played, 39 innings pitched, and 44 strikeouts.
First game this season. Fastball called the strike. Henriquez, 1-for-4 from the 3 spot yesterday with a single hit by pitch, stolen base, and a run scored. A big bouncing ball out to Rodriguez, and he drops it, and they're going to circle around the bases. A couple of runs are in, and it's 3-0 Hammerheads. Second error of the inning for Rodriguez, who you felt was probably thinking two. Bouncer off the plate. And that may be peeking towards second base before he had the ball secure.
Yeah, tried to force that a little bit too quickly. It would have been a tough play to turn to. Definitely had the chance to do it. And unfortunately, it turns into a worst-case scenario. and where the Mets get no outs. And two more runs come in, so it's a 3-0 deficit.
Valor and Head scoring. Carter Johnson makes his way to third. Those runs at the moment charge to Lanthier. Runners at the corners. It's infield playing back, hoping for another potential ground ball. Pitch is low. Henriquez gets an RBI out of that. One RBI.
E6, RBI for Henriquez. The first run this inning is earned. Everything else is unearned.
And as of right now, two unearned runs. Gomez's pitch pops out of Perozzo's mitt. He doesn't know where it is, and that's going to allow Henriquez to scramble up to second. And we're going to add a pass ball to this first inning.
Well, first innings have been quite eventful for the St. Lucie Mets in the first two games of the season here. We had the challenges and pitch clock violations last night, and tonight we've had to deal with a couple of errors, some walks. But the key here again for St. Lucie is have a short-term memory. Try to get some pitches over the strike zone and get out of this inning. That's all you can do right now.
Well, the infield will come back in now that the double play is out of order. 2-0 on Jesus Hernandez. Got into yesterday's game late. Breaking ball lined into left field by Hernandez. A base hit. Two runs are going to score. 5-0 Hammerheads. Two RBI single for Hernandez. This inning's getting worse by the minute as Gomez hangs one over the plate. Hernandez was all over it.
And as much as you want to throw strikes, that's a curveball that just catches way too much at the plate right down the middle. And it's an easy pitch to hit for Hernandez.
Hammerheads have now outscored the Mets 9-0. First 10 innings of the series, with the Mets making 5 errors. Throw over to first base, safe. This inning now 20 minutes old. This game 20 minutes old, and there's still just one out in the top of the first. Fastball gets over for a strike. Sanchez takes the ball outside, 1-1. Carlos Sanchez, the eighth hitter of the inning. A lefty from Mexico, 21 years old, signed as an international free agent in 2022. Did not play yesterday. He'll catch at some point today. Looking to keep the line moving. And he fights off another fastball, and it's 1-2. A big crowd tonight, but sitting on their hands right now. All the energy in the ballpark. And the air's out of the building early. Mets have to find a way to engage everybody again.
And the best way to do that, get out of this inning and get the bats moving and start getting some base hits and some runs on the board. Just got to take it one step at a time.
Gomez holding as long as he can. The pitch called strike three, and Ortega, or rather Sanchez, will accept. He didn't challenge. Strike out for the second out of the inning. Both outs in the inning have been strikeouts.
Well, it's a good thing for the Hammerheads. Sanchez did not challenge that. That was a good pitch. Fastball from Gomez. Full ball in the strike zone.
Now Ian Lewis, ninth man to hit. Would have been good for the Mets if he did challenge.
That's true. It would have been very good. They would have had the Hammerheads lose a challenge and strikeout would have stayed. Regardless, though, great job by Gomez to get that strikeout. It's a much-needed out. Gives you a little bit more confidence now moving forward.
Pitches outside as Lewis steps across the plate, one and one. Lewis returning to Jupiter. Hails from Nassau in the Bahamas. International free agent 2019. He foul tips this pitch, fouls it away. Jesus Hernandez moving on the pitch will have to go back. Two pitch, struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Christopher Gomez. Three strikeouts in the inning. But the Hammerheads score five runs on two hits, helped by a couple of errors. A long way to go to this one. We'll see if the Mets can start to rally. Well, Waleen Castillo, the starting pitcher for Jupiter, has himself a nice lead. He's had to wait a long time. This game has been 25 minutes old, and he has not thrown a pitch yet. Castillo, 18 games, 14 starts last season. Mets lineup will be Jeremy Rodriguez, Colin Houck, A.J. Ewing.
And that five-run inning for Jupiter, the first cleanup bat
to start it off. Will Hoyt, Snyder, and Henriquez, the middle three. Juan, Fines, Perozo, the bottom of the order. And we have an automatic strike on Rodriguez. He violated the pitch clock. Now he's starting in an 0-1 hole. Castillo throws a ball. Well, this is going to be interesting to watch Castillo because he's all geared up, ready for his first game of the season. And he just had to sit and sit and sit. This pitch misses inside, 2-1. And he's helped out by the automatic strike.
This can be really tough for a pitcher when you have to sit for that long. I know starters like to keep their groove going sometimes. They almost don't like it when their offense gets all those hits.
Ball is fouled off a fastball. Foul tip for strike two. Now we've seen in the past in stadiums that it makes sense in. Pitchers go to the bullpen and play soft toss during long innings. Swing and a miss on the cutter. Rodriguez down on strikes, and Castillo with the aid of the automatic strike gets two more for the K.
And as this inning continues, Castillo can continue to settle in, but it's something the Mets need to be aware of, that he may be a little bit off his game and be a little more selective in the pitches you take.
Houck watches a close pitch pass by for ball one. Collin moving up in the order. Takes a slider outside. Another first pitch fastball. The Houck was in the strike zone. Not challenged, so 1-0 instead of 0-1, and now a foul ball. 2-1. Houck yesterday batting down in the order. 0-4. Castillo's 2-1 is hammered into left field by Houck. The cutter stayed up, and Houck has his first hit of the season. Stayed right on that pitch.
It's a really nice job by Collin Houck. He was 0-4 yesterday, and this time stays patient, doesn't swing at anything too low and away, and then gets a nice pitch he can drive right down the middle and sends it into left field for his first base hit of the season. If he continues to do that for a majority of the season, watch out for Collin Houck.
Slider down and in. Pitch that Houck hit more of a sinker than a cutter. And it ran right back into the bat. Breaking ball low.
Long way to go in this game for the Mets. Just have to keep slowly working.
Pitch misses away, and it's 3-0. Ewing on base three times yesterday, three times in a row to finish the night after striking out in his first at-bat, trying to make it four straight times in the span of 2 days getting on. And he will take a high strike. And it's 3-1.
Now, he thought about challenging that. He thought he was going to get the walk. Kind of took a second, decided to just move on to the next pitch. And it looks like it was a ball.
There's a changeup swung on and missed. Now it's a full count. Yeah, I thought it was a good... No challenge, Jake. You know, it's 3-0.
There's no question. We saw last night the Mets ran out of their challenges right away. They want to be a little more patient with them, save them for bigger spots. So not a situation where you're too upset that he didn't challenge in that instance.
Looks like Houck might run. He's not. Ball four inside as Castillo misses with the slider. The Mets down 5-0. Looking for their first run of the season. We'll have first and second and one out for Trace Wilhoit. Well, yesterday was the only batter in the ball game to notch an extra base hit. Came in for the rehabbing JT Schwartz in the middle of the game, and in his one at bat, doubled. Time called. We have a pitch clock violation on Castillo. Now these umpires, you know, yesterday, Manuel Perez, you see bottom right, he was all over it with the pitch clock. Patrick Good is too. Hard ground ball, fair down the third baseline. It's going into the corner. Houck is going to score. Ewing's going to be waved in. Wilhoit, a two-run double. Two at-bats as a St. Lucie Met and two doubles. Mets on the board for the first time in 2025. They now trail 5-2.
They exactly what they needed. Crowd gets into it here. Will Hoyt, pitch that comes inside but keeps his hands in, drives it just down the left field line. It stays fair, and the speed on the bases for the St. Lucie Mets with A.J. Ewing, he's able to score all the way from first base. And now all of a sudden, it's only a three-run deficit. A great start here for the Mets and their first time at the plate.
We'll see if that maybe breaks the dam. The Mets unable to scratch across a run yesterday. Is that hit the one that kind of opens everything up as Trey Snyder gets his first at-bat of the season? Snyder on the bench yesterday to start. Mets fifth-round draft pick out of Liberty North High School. Last year takes this slider. Liberty North, Missouri. Snyder became the first New York Mets draft pick out of the high school ranks to reach St. Lucie in the same season as he was drafted. Pretty neat. Got in six games with the Mets last year. And he fouls this ball away to the right. It's 1-2. Now some of that is circumstantial with 1988 through 2019, the Mets were a high A team, so high school player really have to climb up to reach the high A level. That never happened. Now 1-2 pitches fouled away. But there have been a handful of high school draft picks from the same season to reach the Florida State League ever since the Florida State League dropped to single A in 2021. Breaking ball hit by Snyder, deep left field, head going back. He looks up. Bye bye baseball. Trey Snyder. Home run. The St. Lucie Mets first of the season. And it's now 5-4.
Well, Adam, you said, is that double going to break the dam for the Mets? I think it did. A home run from Trey Snyder, his first at-bat for the 2025 season. Really good stuff from the St. Lucie Mets and how they have responded here. Let's see if they can keep this ball rolling.
What a response from St. Lucie. Down 5-0 in the middle of the first. 4 in the bottom half. They're shaping up for a wild game at Clover Park tonight. Jonathan Henriquez gets his first at-bat of the season. Finished last year with St. Lucie. Looked like a really good player. Some speed and athleticism. Joaquin Castillo sitting around waiting all that time. Make the start. Has not appeared sharp as this pitch is swung on and missed. And the Mets, you know, all over the breaking ball. Houck, Snyder, and they are seeing it well right now. Pop up into left field, head going back, sets up Camp, makes the catch for out number two. Jeremy Rodriguez struck out to start the inning. The next four all reached and scored. And that stops the bleeding for Castillo. Simone Juan will hit. Up in the order from the ninth spot yesterday to seventh today. Juan 0-3, a couple of strikeouts and a walk in his St. Lucie debut last night. And fastball strike one to him. That home run by Trey Snyder, the first of his pro career. His brief appearance in St. Lucie last year and his subsequent other previous games with the FCL team. That homer, the 1-1 pitch outside. Correction, he only played in St. Lucie last year. See if they retrieve that ball for him. Foul tip on the sinker, and it's 2-2 on one. slider struck him out. And this wild first inning is finally over. It took almost 40 minutes. 9 runs between the teams. 5-4 Hammerheads. Four Hammerheads. As we start the second inning, and we're going to start it with Starlin Caba, led off the game with the walk and scored. Just a crazy beginning to this one at Clover Park. Game was 4-0 final last night, and the Hammerheads 5-4 after one inning today. See, you arrive at the ballpark, you never know what you're going to get. Christopher Gomez continue to pitch for the Mets. Long night for the bullpen. Ethan Lanthier, third of an inning, one hit, 4 runs, only 1 earned. 2 walks and a strikeout on 29 pitches, 15 strikes. And then Gomez to finish out the first inning. So far his line, 2/3 of an inning, a hit, a run, unearned. No walks and 2 strikeouts. That's a lot of things happening in the first. A bunt pushed foul by Caba, and the way he reacted, he thought he might pull one over on the Mets. Really wanted to keep that one fair.
I remember the Hammerheads tried that in last night's game as well. Couldn't quite get it down, though. Goes foul, and ends up as just a strike.
Fastball fouled away. 93 miles per hour. It's nothing in 2. So you have all these runs in the first inning, Jake. And of the 6 outs, 5 were strikeouts. Not much in the way of the defense recording outs as this ball was fouled off. And that was kind of a theme in the top of the first as well, as the spoiler role played by the Hammerheads.
I just wanted to put it on a show for all these great fans here at Clover Park today. They've gotten to see some offense.
Gomez to 0-2. Fastball tails away at 94.
And now a big question becomes, who is going to be the first team that can kind of settle in defensively and start to lock this game down?
Breaking ball hit high to right field. Fanyas in the sunlight makes the catch. Starlin Caba is retired.
Number 10, fielder Andres Valor.
A good start for Gomez in the inning. Andres Valor been a tough out early in this series. On base with the walk today. On base 3 out of 4 times yesterday. He's the one that I'd say was the catalyst for that 5-run top of the first. He overturned strike 3. and eventually worked a walk. He overturned strike three by 0.3 inches, our closest challenge yet. I wonder how that inning turns out differently if he didn't challenge or had lost the challenge and the pitch had been in the zone. Ooh, this one comes inside and hits him on the arm. And Gloor will continue as high on base percentage. Now 5 out of 6 times the series.
Gomez's timing looks like just got off a little bit on that pitch. Didn't get a clean release, and it comes right in to hit Gloor. Gloor keeps the on-base percentage. A trainer out to check on him real quick and make sure he's okay. That's a quick check. Good to see that he's all right. Now, those can sting. They definitely don't feel good. But he's out there on first base and ready to go.
One on, one out for Head. He takes a fastball for a strike, and Vince Prozzo immediately giving a look down to first base. And Valor, who did swipe a bag yesterday. Hammerheads also have a stolen base tonight. He's off. Pitch is a strike. The throw down to second. The tag safe. Rodriguez trying to hold it on there, maybe hoping that Valor would come off, but he didn't.
Here's what I like on that play, though, Adam. Everything looked pretty good for the Mets side of things. Decent throw by Perozzo. Rodriguez got the ball, got the tag there. It's a little bit too late, but overall, an improvement from yesterday.
Gomez didn't throw over to first base to check in, but I don't think that's a bad thing. It's tough right now to throw to first base. First base and can't see. The way the sun is setting over the stadium. You've reached that point in the evening where pitchers in first base and beware. Many times over the years we've seen pickoff throw go down over by the tarp and into right field. First base and can't see it. A 1-2 pitch is knocked out of play to the left side. Time called. Still plenty of time left on the clock, 10 seconds. No danger of violating the pitch clock. High fastball on appeal. Still in the head, held up.
The only violation we have not had is a pie slice violation yet.
When we had the pie slice for a couple of years, I was never involved in a game where there was a pie slice violation. Breaking ball, struck him out, went with the curve. Second out of the inning, third strikeout for Gomez. 72-mile-per-hour hook.
Good sequence there from Gomez. Had him guessing on that last pitch, and it's exactly what you want when you throw that curveball. Picks up a big strikeout.
Foul tipped and squeezed by Perozzo. And a fastball right in there to Carter Johnson. So a chance for Gomez to get out of this inning unscathed after the hit batter and stolen base. Johnson reaching on an error and scoring in the first. Takes a change up away. Jupiter, a 5-4 lead. Posting the 5 spot at the top of the first. Mets answering back in the home half. Fastball batted foul. Trace Wilhoit, a 2-run double. Trey Snyder followed the 2-run homer, so it's a some extra base power for the Mets, who are up 3-0 in the extra base hit department in the series. Jupiter, 8 singles over the course of their now 10-plus innings at the plate. 1-2 to Johnson, and he takes strike 3 right in there. 4 strikeouts for Christopher Gomez out of the bullpen. He posts a 0 in the top of the second. The Mets will come to the plate down by 1. Tough first inning for Joaquin Castillo, giving up 4 runs, 2-run double to Will Hoyt, 2-run homer to Snyder. The Mets were all over the breaking ball. It'll be Fanyas, Perozo back to the top, and Rodriguez here in the home second, just past the 7 o'clock hour on the East Coast, as Fanyas misses out a slider. Wild one after a rather sleepy opening night. Jupiter winning yesterday 4-0. Scored a single run in 4 different innings, only 6 singles. His pitches swung on and missed. Really not a lot to write home about as far as having a memorable opening night here at Clover Park. But tonight, the teams are putting on a show for this crowd. All the little leaguers here at the ballpark. Donate Life Night. 0-2 pitch, Fanyas chases in the dirt. Sanchez will have to throw to first. He does. That completes the out. We also have the Tacos and Treats Festival out in the parking lot.
Tacos? Treats?
Yeah. So we have a big...
Sounds good.
It smells good out there. Some of those folks probably dipping into the ballpark. See if we can't get a shot of that at some point. This pitch is low for ball 1-2. Vincent Perozo. Perozo now been a part of a St. Lucie team for the 4th straight year. Brief cameo in 2022 at Championship Club. Got in at the very end of the season. Last 2 years a regular. He and Diverson Gutierrez, the catching combo right now. Ball 3. 3-0 pitch, and Perozzo swings away, hits it hard on the ground to Henriquez, who will take it himself. Green light for Perozzo, smacked it hard. Couldn't sneak it by. That's a big cut. Exit velocity on that ball, 100.6 miles per hour. Well, two up, two down. Back to the top end, Rodriguez. Tough start for the youngster, youngest player on the St. Lucie team. His second game in full season ball, just 18 years old. A couple errors in the top of the first, then a strikeout in the bottom, but a lot of time to get this game back on track for him as he takes a close pitch for ball two. And yesterday looked really slick at second base and had two hits, so it's just kind of life as a young baseball player. Really good yesterday, but a struggle early today, and this foul ball catches a piece of Sanchez. Good, the umpire will give him a moment.
They don't call it the Development League for nothing. It's, you learn a lot down here, and these players who are trying to slowly develop, you know, one thing new manager of the St. Lucie Mets, Luis Rivera, talked about is their goal is to get these guys to Brooklyn and get them better.
Pitch is outside, 3-1.
And so often you look at the little things that these guys can do right and some of the things that you can't teach and build off of that. And we've seen some of that from Rodriguez.
Big cut on the changeup, and it's a full count. And some aggressive swings by Perozzo and Rodriguez in hitter's counts. I like to see the aggressiveness. Castillo's 3-2 pitch. Missed low for ball four. He was looking for a bounce back 1-2-3 inning, but misfires, and Rodriguez heads down to first with the walk. And Colin Houck started the rally for St. Lucie in the bottom of the first. Badly needed spark will bat for the second time. Houck takes a low breaking ball. Decent sized lead for Rodriguez over at first base. And he'll be checked on. He's safe. That's yesterday. Stole one base. Was A.J. Ewing. Houck lines this off-speed pitch to right. Valor makes the over-the-shoulder grab for out number three. So teams went wild in the first inning. Jupiter 5, Mets 4. Both teams scoreless in the second. We go to the third at Clover Park.
automatic ball.
We have an automatic ball on Christopher Gomez for a pitch clock violation. How many is that, Jake?
I've lost count.
Lost count already. I think this is, we'll have to check the game notes. They've upgraded the game note process
automatic
in minor league
ball.
Baseball. So these things are all calculated now. As the pitch is thrown for strike one to Andrew Salas. And Vincent Perozzo, is he confused here about the automatic ball? Should it have been an automatic strike? Which one was it? That's Nick Weissipel, first-year manager for Jupiter with the Marlins minor league organization last year in his first year. Now managing Jupiter. Wanted confirmation. It's 1-2, the count. And Salas will use his timeout. Two and two. Gomez, the breaking ball, a soft floater out to Rodriguez, and he makes a good play. And Salas hustling down the line, but Rodriguez fields the one hopper. Strange trajectory on this, Brandon on the handle. Let's see if that settles Rodriguez down out there at short. Got a play under his belt now.
This is exactly what you want. Try to settle things down. Get into a groove now defensively, and then get back to your offense and putting more runs on the board.
Swing and a miss from Julio Henriquez as Christopher Gomez has retired 6 of the last 7 hammerheads he's faced. Henriquez was the first hammerhead he faced. Got him to hit a ground ball to short. Rodriguez couldn't handle it. Gomez throwing a lot of strikes. 25 of his 35 pitches. This one tad high. Breaking ball hit into right field. On the move is Fanyas. He's going to give way to Ewing. A.J. makes the catch. Four straight retired by Gomez, who's done a really nice job settling this down for the Mets.
And not only is this big for the Mets trying to settle things down, but because Lanthier had to go out of the game so early, you're going to need Gomez to throw a couple of quality innings to prevent the bullpen from having to basically empty throughout this game. So really nice job by Gomez right now.
Jesus Hernandez delivered a 2-run single in his first at-bat. Foul tips a breaking ball, a curve for strike one. Fastball strike two. Two pitch. A challenge on this ball call. Mets started taking that step towards the dugout. They thought it was strike three. Mets have not challenged a pitch yet tonight. Let's see if this one gets them out of the inning.
I like this challenge here, too.
It's a winning challenge for the Mets. Strike three. Overturned, and the inning is over. Excellent challenge victory for St. Lucie. 1-2-3, top of the third. gorgeous night for baseball in Port St. Lucie. A quick three-game series here to start the year. Mets will be in Lakeland next week, and then two straight weeks at home. After that, against Tampa and Daytona. Mets are also home for 3 of the 4 weeks in May. That's when the weather is at its best in the FSL. So hopefully you folks out there watching over here are maybe a little jealous of how nice it is here. As A.J. Ewing takes a breaking ball low from Marlene Castillo. And, of course, for the fans in attendance. Love the front-loaded home schedule. 1-0 pitch. Low, 2-0 on Ewing, who patiently worked a walk in the first and went on to score. Foul tips the changeup for strike one. Another healthy cut from a Met batter in a hitter's count. High strike, 2-2. Castillo inside, full count. Payoff pitch. Ewing takes ball four. And he has walked for the second time, and the Mets have the tying run aboard to start the inning. And A.J., who went first to home on the Will Hoyt double and stole a base yesterday. It's a good player to have aboard for St. Lucie, representing the tying run. And here's Trace Will Hoyt. Two at-bats, two doubles. That was a St. Lucie Met. And he'll take a pitch outside, so maybe he'll be pitched a little more carefully here going forward.
AJ's a guy you love to have on the bases. Always good to see him drawing walks. He's got some great speed out there.
AJ's on the move. Pitch is a strike, though, to second base. Ewing trying to hold on. He's out. Sanchez hoses him.
It was a pretty good throw to the left of the bag, and he had to get that tag in there quickly. AJ just a little bit behind.
That's a really nice job by Ian Lewis. Catch that ball and get that tag down.
It's a good throw. AJ with good speed, just didn't quite get the jump that he needed. Unfortunate for the Mets to lose a base runner, especially with Will Hoyt at the plate, who's been so good.
Will Hoyt takes a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes.
But I do like the aggressiveness from St. Lucie here. Only down one run, trying to capitalize on that momentum.
Swing and a miss as Will Hoyt strikes out. Caught stealing, and then a strikeout. As Castillo in a good spot. Trey Snyder will bat. Trey homered for the first time in his pro career. Last time up on a hanging breaking ball. We'll first have a mound visit. Ryan Beerbend, pitching coach for the Hammerheads. Have to talk to Castillo, who may be his last batter. A rough start with the four-run first inning, but settled down once he got more into a rhythm. Snyder, that looked a lot like the one he homered on in the first. Takes this for a strike. backs him up. So undeterred is Castillo with that breaking ball to Snyder. Fastball runs inside at 93. Two balls in a strike. Sinker low, and it's three balls and a strike. Some big cuts by the Mets. These hitter counts. 3-1. Snyder will lay off the slider away. Ball four. And backs up his home run with a walk. And we'll see if that's it for Castillo. Weisheifel off the top step. He's coming out to make a pitching change. A couple of walks in the inning by Castillo, who's done for the day. It'll be the Jupiter bullpen for the remainder of this game. We'll have the new reliever when we come back. The Mets have the tying run on first base. Juan Reynoso, the new pitcher for Jupiter. 37 relief appearances last year. Pitched for the Hammerheads in 2024. Season debut. Face Jonathan Henriquez. Trey Snyder on first base. And he has been hit with the automatic ball. Pitch clock violation. You really got to be ready to run out of the bullpen, do your warm-ups, and go. And we have a challenged pitch by the Hammerheads. Call the ball. And it was a strike. And the Hammerheads, 2-for-2. Patrick Good's call overturned. And ball to strike. That'll make the count 1-1. Teams are 3-for-3 today in challenges. Enrique is 0-for-1 at the flyout. Slices the ball out of play. Pitch spoiled off to the left. Reynoso bringing the heat at 97. He's ahead of ball and two strikes. Two and two. Jupiter five runs in the first. Mets also four runs in the first. Battle of the bullpens now. Henriquez, a tapper, deflects off the glove of Reynoso. Shortstop Caba charging, can't make a play. It'll be a base hit on the infield for Henriquez. Reynoso tried to climb the ladder. Upon review, probably better off letting that clear. I think if he does, shortstop Cobb is going to have a better chance at it. So Snyder into scoring position. Simone Juan at the plate. A hit could tie the game. He hits one foul above the Jupiter dugout for strike one.
Nice job by the Mets here. The two-out approach, taking this one step at a time. Got a runner in scoring position.
Fastball low at 95. Four batters in this inning, and three have reached. Ewing, Snyder walking. Henriquez, the infield hit, but caught stealing. Wiped out Ewing. Will Hoyt struck out. Bases empty, two outs. Now the Mets have traffic on the bases. Breaking ball is popped up by Juan on the infield. The first baseman Henriquez. Whoa! Fighting it. Makes the catch while falling down. And the threat is quelled. Mets strand a pair. Jupiter through three innings remains in front, 5-4. Fourth inning, new pitcher in the mound for the Mets. That's Frank Ellisalt making his season debut. And Jake Rickard on the play-by-play for the next three innings. Take it away, Jake.
Thank you, Adam. Mets trying to continue the good defense they've had ever for the last two innings. First pitch is low for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count. Adam, I did some research, and I found out. He said there's been a lot of pitch clock violations. In the how many has there been in these two games? There's been 10.
Whoa.
1-0 pitch. Misses low, and it's 2-0 now.
That's 10 in 12 innings.
Not even two full games, correct. So the player's still adjusting and working with the pitch clock this year. 2-0 pitch inside, 3-0. And the Mets have issued a couple of walks in this game. And they came back to hurt them in the first inning, but ever since then have been okay. Trying to avoid it here, but will not be able to. 3-0 misses high, and it's a walk to start things off. Sanchez will head down to first with a free pass.
What a job by Christopher Gomez. 2 2/3 innings, one hit, no earned runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. So between he and Irving Cota, two pitchers return to the St. Lucie Mets bullpen from last year. Great to see them in their first outings this season looking better. You want to see guys take that jump after having a lot of experience in the Florida State League, or Cota's case, some experience in the Florida State League last year.
Who is at the plate now here for the Hammerheads? He's 0 for 1 so far today. Assault is set, and first a check over on Sanchez at first, but he's back in safely. Always a big boost for a team when a pitcher can come in after a rough inning and really settle things down. That's what Gomez did for the Mets. This pitch way inside at the feet of Lewis. He had to dive out of the way. Does not hit him, though, so it's just a ball. 1-0 count, runner on first. It's a one-run game here in the top of the third. 5-4 your score. Assault will deal, and it's fouled back. 1-1. Assault will come set with the 1-1. Now the delivery home. Inside for ball two. Changeup that can't find the zone. Two balls and a strike to Lewis. Waits on this pitch and he'll watch it go by low. Three balls and a strike. Assault in danger of putting the first two men he faces on. Mets down by one, trying to keep this a close game. Assault fires home. And that one's in there for a strike. Lewis was half out of the, fully out of the box.
He's thinking about it. He's thinking about it. Way too late to challenge now.
He really wanted to do it, but held off. Will not challenge.
You can't. You really can't think about it. It has to be instinctive to challenge. It's almost got to be simultaneous to the call. And you can't reach down to unstrap your shin guard and think, you know what? I want to challenge that. Too late by then.
It was a strike. 3-2 pitch, and this one is fouled off. According to the ABS system that we get to have a look at here, it was a full ball in. So if he would have challenged that pitch, it would have been a loss. And that's an important thing for these young players to learn, is not let the emotions get the best of you. Times in the moment you think it's too high, when indeed not. Runner's going to go on a 3-2 pitch. The ball gets away. And it's a walk to Lewis. So it's runners on first and second now with no outs.
This is what got Lanthier in the pickle in the first inning. When he walked the first two batters, it spiraled to 5 runs. And unfortunately for Ellisalt, he's walked the 8 and 9 hitters, and that's going to set up a difficult top of the order.
The first inning, a walk, a hit, and then an error. everybody on the first four for the Hammerheads reaching on. So Mets looking to try and avoid that this time around. And first, Perozzo is going to head out to the mound to talk it over with his pitcher. He's going to call the entire defense in. And now here comes the pitching coach, Luis Alvarado. So a quick meeting here for St. Lucie. Trying to hold this at a one-run game. Runners on first and second after two walks have been issued to lead off the inning. We have the top of the lineup in for the Hammerheads. It's Caba, Valor, and Hay, who are currently due up. Caba, of course, was a big problem for St. Lucie in that Clearwater series last year, and then getting traded to Miami. And now here with the Hammerheads. Caba, though, 0-for-3 in yesterday's game, was issued the walk in the first and was a flyout in the second. Meeting on the mound is over, and we are set to go. See if that meeting gives Ellisalt any bit of confidence. First pitch to Caba, swung on and fouled off over the top of the Cutwater corner.
Well, Caba's a really good prospect. We saw that last year over in Clearwater the last week of the season before that offseason trade brought him to the Marlins organization. He has not gotten a hit yet. The Mets have survived him, playing with fire here, giving the chances with guys on base.
And this pitch is too low. Now it evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike. And that's in there. Fastball right over the heart of the plate. And Ellisalt is ahead. 1-2 on Caba. Here comes Set, looks to second. Now the delivery home. Inside, too far. Two pitch, ground ball right to Rodriguez. He's going to take it to second himself. Now fires to first. It's in the dirt and it's safe. Caba beat out the throw. So no double play for the Mets, but they do get the out at second.
I think Rodriguez might have been better off trying to pitch that one off to Snyder. No guarantee that that would have been two, even if he had done that, but I think it would have had a better chance. Maybe he just didn't like where he was or where Trey was compared to himself. But with Caba, leadoff hitter, speed, that was going to be a tough double play either way.
So now it is runners on the corners after the fielder's choice. And it's Valor at the plate. Valor swings and misses. On the first pitch, he's behind 0-1.
Well, this sets up an interesting dynamic. The Mets defense playing back. They want a double play. Also, Caba, leadoff hitter, stole a base earlier today. He might try to steal, keep the double play out of order.
The one pitch finds the zone just below, just at the knees, and it's 0-2.
But he has a very small lead from first, and that's not a lead that's even threatening to swipe a base.
Which may come a little surprising, especially with how aggressive the Hammerheads have been.
It just got bigger. And there he goes.
He's off 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. To throw down to second is in time. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. A strike him out, throw him out for St. Lucie. And the inning is over.
Get rid of it quick. One hop, that's okay. Tag on the hip. Well done by the Mets defense.
It's 5-4 here at Clover Park. We'll be right back after this. Back now here at Clover Park as Country Roads plays on for the fans.
What idea was that last year to make him play that?
Mets are down one as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning and looking to get some offense going after a fantastic strike them out, throw them out in the St. Lucie defense. First pitch is fouled off here by Willie Fanyas. Fanyas struck out back in the second inning in his first plate appearance. Timeout here is looks like we're trainer for Jupiter is going to head out and check on the catcher Sanchez. That's what the delay is here. It looks like he had some cramping issues getting a cup of water. Sandy Crum, the athletic trainer here for Jupiter, actually spoke to him before the game, and he was asking me about, we talked about him on the broadcast last night. He was working on the catcher, and he told me he was getting some whiteout put on his nails because the pitchers were not able to see what the catcher was calling for. He thought we were making fun of him. I can promise you we were not. He does a good job over there in Jupiter. Back in action now. Last pitch was in the dirt, so the count is evened up at 1-1. Fanyas takes this one low. Count will move to 2-1. And now Fanyas dribbles this one foul. Andrew Rivera will make the play. Stops that one from rolling into left field. 2-2 count. Fanyas waits the pitch. Swings and misses for strike three. So another strikeout for Fanyas, and that's the first out of the inning. Bring Vincent Perozzo to the plate. This pitch taken here for a called strike. Count is now 0-1. So one pitch outside. A ball that can't find the zone. Good take there by Perozzo, and it's 1-1. And Reynoso trying to keep this a one-run game for Jupiter. Delivers the 1-1. Hard ground ball off first base. It's a fair ball. Rolls into right field. Perozzo's going to take a turn. He's lost his helmet and now slams on the brake, dives back into first. Perozzo wanted the double on that one, but thought better of it and keeps the single.
Well, you know, in his very first at-bat of the night, it was 3-0, and he smashed a very similar ball at 100 miles an hour right to the first base Enriquez, who made a good play. This time, he manages to get it just by Enriquez enough. And, yeah, wise decision by Perozzo. He was hustling for two out of the gates, but he would not have made it.
First pitch to Jeremy Rodriguez is low for a ball. Throw down to first, not in time. Also with the top of the lineup coming up and how successful they've been, want to give those guys a chance instead of risking an out at second and having nobody on base. 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez flies this one into center field. Heading back is Salas, and he'll make the catch just before the warning track.
A good contact by Rodriguez, but the wind not really a factor right now in the deepest part of the park.
And now that'll bring Colin out to the plate. He's 1-for-2 so far today. Had a single back in the first inning. Picked up the first hit for the St. Lucie Mets in this game. Flew out his second time up. Now facing off against Reynoso. And he'll take this first pitch slider for a strike. No one pitch. Outside. Nice job by Houck to lay off that one. And it's 1-1. Some exciting baseball today for these fans in attendance here on Donate Life Night. 1-1, and that is too low.
Yeah, right out of the chute, it was, oh no, big crowd. Mets don't have it tonight, down 5-0, errors, walks, 23-minute top of the first. But a quick response got this crowd right back into it.
2-1, flying into left field. This one's going back, and it is off the top of the wall. Houck heads into second, and staying at third is Vincent Perozzo. Oh, man, Colin Houck was mere inches away from sending this one out of the park.
Oh, I thought he got it. But did he get it? I think he did. I think that's a home run. That went over the yellow line, hit off that double billboard up there. That should be a home run.
Luis Rivera, the man for the
St. Louis Mets. We're going to have to slow it down right at the end. But I thought this ball, that's tough to see.
It was close. Umpire said no initially. So as of right now, or as it will be, it's a double for Colin Howe.
We know these umpires know the rules. They have been on it all series, and that's the rule that if you clear that yellow line, hit the double billboards out there, you're good for a home run.
First pitch taken low for ball one here to A.J. Ewing. Yeah, there is a gap just in between the home run house and the bullpen. So that ball can clear over there and go into the opposing bullpen. But it may have hit on that top of the yellow line. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I think it top of the yellow line. It looked like it did.
1-1 pitch and a fly ball deep into right field.
He doesn't see it. He doesn't see it.
And he doesn't know where it is all the way to the track now. Two runs have come in, and holding at third is A.J. Ewing. So it's a triple after Salas lost it in the light.
Yep, twilight in Port St. Lucie right away. Salas didn't see it. This happens a lot this time at night. A playable ball, but he just couldn't find it in the dusk.
And just like that, the Mets have taken a lead 6-5. Houck and Perozzo come around to score. Salas, who just lost that ball, had no idea where it was. It landed right over his head. And A.J. Ewing was running all the way around. And now it's a mound visit here for the Hammerheads. Hermann out to try and calm his pitcher down.
Well, it's a little bit of bad luck for the Mets, and I did look at the replay and paused it. And it did hit off the top of the yellow line for Houck to come back. So the Mets maybe an inch or two away from a home run. Some tough luck there, but luck finds their side very next batter as Salas loses it in the light. And Mets have their first lead of the season.
There's Trace Wilhoit. Runner on third and two outs. Takes this pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. We'll add that to the highlight reel for the umpires. Very good.
I mean, that ball, like, right at the top, where the top and the side meet. Perfect angle. And literally another inch hits the top of the wall and is over the wall.
Two balls, no strikes now to Wilhoit. Good hitters count. A.J. Ewing on third, trying to add some insurance runs now for the Mets. 2-0, takes this one for a called strike. One pitch. Down and away. Wilhoit has found himself at a 3-1 count. Reynoso comes set. And the 3-1. High for ball four. Wilhoit draws the walk. And this inning will roll on. With now runners on the corners. And that will send Trey Snyder to the plate, who has had a fantastic day at the plate. Homered, of course, back in the first inning. And then threw a walk in the third. So he's been on base both times.
The Mets with their first lead of the night. They've singled, doubled, tripled in the inning. Now mixing a walk. They're on the brink of a really big inning. Snyder, keep it moving.
Two outs, runners on the corners in a 6-5 game. Let's lead it. First pitch taken by Snyder for a strike. Well, that's a pitch there, I think, on second look you swing at, but with the way things have been going, seeing if Reynoso could even find the strike zone. He did. One swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. That's trying to take advantage, add some insurance runs. And the 0-2 pitch, called strike, immediate challenge here from Snyder.
I thought that was a bit outside. I was surprised by the call. We need to find out right quick.
Umpires have been pretty good over the last 2 days, but not this time.
Remember, the Mets lost the challenge by 0.3 earlier, and this time they win one by 0.7. And Jupiter definitely took advantage of their slight win in the first inning, piling 5 runs after it. Let's see if that helps the Mets score more runs in this inning.
And that's a great pitch to challenge. Takes away the strikeout. Keeps the inning alive. 1-2 pitch. Snyder swings and misses. And he goes down on strike. So the Mets cannot add some insurance runs, but not before a triple from A.J. Ewing drives in two. And the Mets have taken a 6-5 lead as we get set for the fifth here at Clover Park. Carlos Salt returns to the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. Fans having some fun out here at Clover Park. Feeling good as the Mets have taken their first lead of the season. Salt facing off against Dylan Head to start the inning. First pitch, strike, but challenged. Another challenge here by batters. Mets won their last one. Dylan Head did not like it. Let's see if he is correct. No, he is not. So that is a loss for Jupiter. Jupiter has one left. So the count will remain at 0-1. And now this one is fouled off out of the ballpark on the left field side, and the count will move to 0-2. Salt way ahead of Dylan Head, trying to put him away. 0-2 pitch. Popped up. This one underneath out, and he'll make the catch for out number one. So a nice job by the Mets to start this inning. Salt gets ahead 0-2 and then gets the pop out. Calling out makes the catch, and now Carter Johnson to the plate. First pitch fouled off, right back into the netting. And it's 0-1 to Johnson. In there for another called strike, and Ellis Salt for the second time in this inning. He's ahead 0-2. In a really good spot. Try and get out number two against Johnson. Ellis Salt kicks and deals. This one just misses inside.
Yeah, remember how this outing started for Ellis Salt? Back-to-back walks to the 8-9 hitters, but that strike him out, throw him out. That can really kickstart a pitcher's appearance.
One, two pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Ellis Salt picks up a strikeout, and he has out number two here in the inning.
Yeah, he was bound and determined with that hard fastball busting inside to make it work, and it did.
So now it'll be Salas at the plate. 0 for 2 so far. Takes this pitch way outside. It's 1-0. And I'm sure Salas would like to make up for his team after he lost that ball out in center field.
He shouldn't be feel too bad. He's the long list of players over the years have lost the ball in the lights. And the Mets are not out of the woods defensively on a fly ball. Right now, it's still in that twilight hour. There's about a 20-minute stretch each night at Clover Park where outfielders beware.
2-0 pitch, fouled off. And that is strike one now to Salas.
So you have the first, you know, you have that stretch in the first couple of innings where the first baseman struggled to see the pickoff throws or even any ball hit their way. And you have this time at night, later in the game, where outfielders can have some struggles seeing.
2-1 pitch. Misses high, but a challenge here by Perozzo. He tried to frame it a little bit and then went for the challenge. He was correct. About half of the ball caught the strike zone.
180-degree turnaround for the Mets in the challenge department. They were yesterday 0 for 2 in the first inning and done. Today, 3 for 3. Still having two challenges remaining.
Foster, 2 pitch inside. Count will move to 3-2. Again, that shows you how important that challenge ends up being. It would have been a walk issued to Salas, but it's a full count instead.
And we found out that, you know, Vince Peroso, one of the better challenging players in the league last year. Catchers seem to have a good take on these challenges.
3-2, misses high, and that's ball four. So unfortunately, the challenge does not result in the Mets picking up an out. It will not be a 1-2-3 inning. And it'll be Henriquez who steps up to the plate now for Jupiter. 0-for-2 so far today. Two out walks can be dangerous, but if you're able to pick up the out on the next batter, no harm, no foul. That pitch right over the plate for a strike.
Salas a short initial lead at first base, but he's taking the big jump on the secondary lead. But because Vincent Peroso's done a nice job throwing down to second tonight, that might quell the base running.
He's going to go, and this pitch is high for a ball, and it gets away from Peroso, so it's a free stolen base for Salas.
Now, what do I know?
And the good old announcer's jinx.
Yep. Yeah, that's the danger in the two-out walk when you have an aggressive base-running team is you feel like you put the timer and almost dropped him in scoring position.
One and one the count now to Henriquez. And time is called here for Peroso. Looks like he might be working on something with his equipment.
I don't know if he maybe tweaked something, the sudden movement of jumping up and trying to pop the ball out of his mitt. All's well, it appears.
Set to go. One and one with a runner on second. And a fly ball, but foul into the stands. One and two. Mets trying to avoid that two-out walk from coming back around. Salt looks to second, and now timeout has been called. Step off. Salt set to go once more. Pickoff move to second. And back in safely is Salas.
Yeah, well, Salas was looking like he might do what he did from first base, the short first lead and the big secondary lead. Mets want to keep him close. That way, if there is a hit, give them a better chance to make a play.
1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Henriquez just got a piece of it.
Yeah, by the time Elisalt is finishing his delivery to the plate, Salas is third of the way to third base. And tough to keep him from scoring if there's a hit to the outfield.
So important to remember, you have two outs and two strikes on the batter. All you need is one more good pitch. 1-2, and that is in there for a called strike three. A great pitch from Elisalt, and that'll end the inning. So the two-out walk does not come back to hurt him, and the Mets hold on to their 6-5 lead as we head to the bottom of the fifth here at Clover Park. back now here at Clover Park as we get set for the bottom of the fifth. New pitcher on the mound here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's Martinez. He will take over for Reynoso. Leading it off now for the St. Lucie Mets will be Henriquez. I have a conversation here between the two umpires before the start of this inning. I'm not 100% sure what this is about.
You know the lineup card?
They are checking on something now.
Separate from the managers, but White Cycle, are they going to do a pitch clock violation? Pitch clock's been off. There's Nick White Cycle there.
Given the explanation to the Jupiter manager, Luis Rivera has appeared from the Mets dugout looking for an explanation,
too. How many times have we seen a reliever come into the game and get hit with the automatic ball? Now, at least twice today. That's what's being reported right now. So it will be a 1-0 count.
As it stands, automatic ball. So it's going to be 1-0 to start things off for Henriquez.
Yep.
Henriquez is 1-for-2 so far today.
That's the third time, right, Jake, that a reliever's come to this game, been dinged with ball one?
It has. Common theme. 1-0 pitch inside. 2-0.
Guys are going to have to hustle it up.
Well, to add that to the list, that's now 11 pitch clock violations that we've had, whether it's been pitchers or batters, in these first two games. 2-0 pitch inside, and it's 3-0.
Yeah, look, last out of the inning is made. That 2-minute, 15-second clock starts counting down. So, you know, if you are in the bullpen still throwing, trying to get that last warm pitch in, that's going to cost you ball one. Maybe players are okay with it. Maybe they would rather make sure that they get that last pitch in, do their process, as opposed to rushing out and sprinting from the bullpen.
Well, this will turn into a three-pitch walk with the automatic ball included. And the Mets will lead off the inning with a runner on first. And Simone Juan up to the plate. 1-0-for-2 so far today. Swings and misses at the first pitch he sees. A one pitch. Misses inside. Counts even up at 1-1. So Martinez has not been able to find the strike zone through three straight balls on the first batter, Henriquez. Check over on Henriquez. Pitches no back to first is too high, though. It's back in safely.
And he's definitely trying the slider here on Juan, who yesterday, at bat in the ninth inning, trying to get the tying run to the plate, struck out on three straight sliders. And they've just been pummeling him with those.
There's the 1-1. Snap throw to first, not in time. Pitch was in there for a called strike, though, so it's 1-2 to Juan. Mets have opened things offensively here for them in game two. They lead 6-5. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. That's one Juan will probably want back. Chased it and knew it right away.
Yeah, it's very similar to the strikeout last night in the ninth inning, way off the plate. And until he shows the ability to hold off on that pitch, they're going to keep throwing it to him when they get to the two strikes.
And now here's Willy Fañez into the batter's box. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. One out, a runner on first. Fañez trying to cash in. Pitch is in there for a strike. Throw to second. In time. And Henriquez is out trying to steal second base.
That's a great throw. Right, bopped him right on the helmet. That's a curveball. That pitch coming in slower. That's not the easiest throw for a catcher to make. He's got to be perfect, and Sanchez certainly was. he's thrown out a couple of Mets base runners at second today.
0-1 comes inside. Banyas had to get out of the way of it. So after a leadoff walk for the Mets, all of a sudden you have no base runners and two outs. Things can change very quickly, as we've seen multiple times throughout this game. 1-1 the count to Fanyas. Pitch on the way from Martinez. And he fouls it off. One ball, two strikes. Fanyas trying to keep this inning alive. The Mets would love to add some insurance runs. 1-2, swung on and missed for strike three. And Martinez comes in despite the leadoff walk. Does a great job of keeping Mets hitters off balance. And we will head to the sixth. Mets still lead it by one here in game number two in St. Lucie. Back now here at Clover Park, Ellisall back out on the mound for St. Lucie. Looking to continue a one-run lead for the Mets. First pitch is high, ball one here to Hernandez. One-oh pitch. Just misses high, and a challenge here from Perozzo. Same thing, he kind of held it for a frame. And when he didn't get the call, he challenged. He was right last time. Can he go in one more? Yes, he can. It's a strike, so the Mets now 4-for-4 on challenges.
Sunday, Jake, these catchers know best. They got a good idea. They got to catch all these pitches. They know it. And Perozzo, he's been well aware of the ABS system in the Florida State League for years now. Having a great night back there.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut from Hernandez, but he can't catch up to it. So it will come set, and the 1-2. Drops in there, and it's a challenge from Perozzo again. He wants strike three for his pitcher. Perozzo's already thrown it around, and it misses high. So Perhozo a little overconfident on that one. He loses the challenge.
Less than an inch, though. Shouldn't feel too badly about that.
It was very close. So the Mets, one challenge remaining. They've been very successful still in that category. Both teams down to one left. And it's a 2-2 count. Two swung on and missed for strike three. Elsalt comes back and picks up the strikeout anyway.
Elsalt struck out four of the last six batters he's faced.
Cruising right along. And now it is Carlos Sanchez. And we are going to get a pitching change here as St. Lucie Mets manager Luis Rivera heads out to the mound. That'll do it for Elsalt. Mets lead 6-5 with one out. Here in the top of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is Hunter Hodges. He takes over for Frank Elsalt and will face off against Sanchez in his first appearance for St. Lucie.
He's not going to be hit with the pitch clock violation.
He is not.
That's with 10 seconds left he gets it off.
And that first pitch from him in there for a strike.
So, Jake, I watched attentively this time, and that two-minute pitching change clock started as soon as he crossed over the warning track.
The one pitch just got a piece of it, but it's a strike.
He jogged in at a decent pace. He got a couple of daps from his infielders, a quick word from his manager, a quick word with Perhozo going over the signs.
0-2 pitch, hard ground ball, ranging over his Snyder, throws to first in time for the out.
Yeah, nice play from Snyder, scooting to his left. Well, within the grass, nice play here. But back to Hodges. By the time he threw his first warm-up pitch, 59 seconds had expired between when the clock started and the mound visit and the handing off the ball. So that left him still a minute and 1 second to start throwing from the mound. And with 10 seconds left, so it took him, what there, just about 50 seconds to throw on the mound. So it can be done.
It can indeed. I actually thought we might run into another pitch clock violation because things did take a little bit, but a good job by everybody involved to be aware.
Yeah, if you're the manager, you really can't linger out there too long and have a big-time discussion. If you're the catcher, you can't just hang around there on the mound and spend all day, you know, reviewing the signs and the coding. You got to go.
2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut there from Lewis. It's Two balls and a strike. Lewis 0 for 1 so far today. And disengagement. Set that pitch clock. 2 and 1. Hodges set, and the pitch inside. Lewis had to jump out of the way of that one. One pitch, finds his own for a strike and a challenge right away from Lewis as he was leaving the batter's box. He wasn't even looking at the umpire. I think he might lose this one. He will.
That's a full ball in.
Back to the batter's box he goes. And that means no more challenges for Jupiter. It's their second loss of the night. So it's a full count. Hodges will come set here with two outs. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four.
Well, they drew the walk anyways, but it came at a cost of having no more challenges left. While it's not the result the Mets wanted, a two-out walk to a fast base runner. At least they've whittled down the challenges for Jupiter to nothing the remainder of this ballgame. Mets have one challenge left.
There's Caba. Fouls off the first pitch he sees. And that can be a big deal, especially considering late in a game in a one-run game. And that challenge can sometimes mean the difference of a strikeout or a walk to keep an inning going.
Yeah, you know, now that it's a big deal that the challenge has dropped from 3-2. From prior years, there's going to be, I think, a lot of games where there's no challenges left for anybody with over half the game left. We're heading in that direction.
The one pitch, runner goes, swung on and missed. Here's the throw to second. Did he do it again? Yes, he did. A great throw from Vincent Perozzo. A caught stealing for the second time tonight.
Lewis got a great jump. It was going to take that throw to do it. Perozzo heating up with the arm, he's throwing out two.
6-5 Mets. We head to the bottom of the sixth here at Clover Park on opening weekend. Back once more here in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida. It's a full night sky now as the Mets hold a 6-5 lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads here in game number two.
This game pacing for way over 3 hours. Feels like we've been calling in nine innings already. We're only at the bottom of the sixth. There's so much game left. In that first inning, 5-4 took, it took about 45 minutes.
And now an automatic strike has been issued here as this pitch is fouled off by Perozo.
Yeah, got to be alert to the pitcher with the 8 seconds left. Yeah, Perozo was past that time.
So it's 0-2 after the foul ball by Perozo. And he takes this pitch outside for a ball.
You know, back when the pitch clock first started, we had the pitch clock in the Florida State League in 2016. Way before anybody else had it.
Ground ball right to the shortstop. Throw to first in time for the out. Caba makes a nice play, and Perozo is down.
I remember those first year that the umpires, you know, there were not a lot of violations. It was more of a guideline. You know, it would expire. The umpires just wouldn't call it. They had enough to deal with. And it hadn't been, you know, really preached to them at that time like it is today. Of course, it's in the major leagues now, so everybody's, you know, geared up for it. But, yeah, it was pretty lax when it first started in this league. There would be occasional, and it would be a big deal if somebody got a violation. It was so rare.
A one pitch drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-2 now to Rodriguez.
But the enforcement of it is so much more than it was in the initial stages back in 2016.
0-2, half swing by Rodriguez, and he is out. So a strikeout, and there's two away in the inning. That'll send Colin out to the plate, and he's been having a great day. 2-for-3 so far, a single and a double.
Both times he's gotten on base, he has scored. Get him on again.
First pitch to him. Misses too high for a ball. Want to know here to how. And he takes it for a called strike. 1-1. On one pitch. Check swing. And it's a strike.
And Colin thought about it. That one appeared lower than the prior pitch.
And now he takes a timeout. Try and reset himself. It was a strike.
A wise decision not to use would have been the final challenge.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike three, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Mets, but they still lead it by a run. It's 6-5. We will head to the seventh near Clover Park.
Nice breeze this time at night in Port St. Lucie. Scoreboard temperature reads 77 degrees. That breeze, it's cool, actually. Enjoy it while we have it. Well, Jake, you did something today that you rarely ever did last year. I handed you the play-by-play with the Mets trailing, and you handed back to me with the Mets leading.
I did. Are you really bringing this back again?
It only took you two games to do it this year. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hunter Hodges will continue to pitch as we finally reached the seventh inning.
Now, don't lose it.
I can't make any promises. Something tells me it's out of my hands, Jake.
Well, you make it sound like it's in my hands. So.
It is when it's you.
Oh, okay.
Starlin Cabo looking for that first hit of the season. On base to start the game and scored 0 for 2 cents with a fly out and a ground out. Hodges has fallen behind 2-0. The bulk of the scoring today done in the first inning. And pitch just misses high. It's 3-0. Jupiter scored all of its runs in the first inning. Mets answered with 4 in the bottom of the first. And then took the lead on a ball lost in the sky. And the center fielder, Andrew Salas. 2-run triple for A.J. Ewing. 3-0 pitch, misses low. A fast man is aboard on a 4-pitch walk.
Number 10, right fielder, Andres Valor.
We'll bring up Andres Valor. Mets have now issued 7 walks tonight. It's a number they want to keep lower than that, and Luis Alvarado is going to make a mound visit here. While this mound visit is taking place, let's review the scores around the Florida State League. Tampa, walk-off win 7-6 on the side field next to Steinbrenner Field, beating Lakeland second straight day. Tarpons 2-0. Mets will go face Lakeland next week. Lakeland's home opener against St. Lucie on Tuesday. Fort Myers up 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth on the road in Palm Beach. Trying to even that series at a game apiece. Dunedin up 4-1 at home over Clearwater. Dunedin trying to even that series 1-1. And Daytona trying to even its series against Bradenton is up 6-3 at home in the seventh inning. So the teams that lost yesterday all are leading right now. Swing and a miss. A violent swing by Valor for a strike one. Valor 0-1 with the strikeout, but has reached on a walk and a hit by pitch. Hodges will check over. Hard throw. Cabo's getting a big secondary lead. He stole second base back in the first inning, but we'll see if the Hammerheads ease up on the activity on the bases now that Perozzo's thrown out a couple. Swing and a miss on the cutter, and it's nothing in two. Hodges trying to do his part. Holding deep into that pitch clock. O2 pitch. Cutter again missed low, 1-2. Cabo's running, breaking ball high, throw offline into center field. Cabo's going to stand pat at second as it's backed up by Ewing. So undeterred are the Hammerheads after being caught twice. Tying run is in scoring position with nobody out. And that is now 3 times in the game for the Hammerheads where there's been a leadoff walk. There's been a walk, and that batter stole second. J. just puts such a premium on throwing strikes. You know, walk is pretty close to just putting the guy right on second base. 2-2 on Valor as Hodges delivers and strikes him out. Looked like he might have crossed up Perozzo. Strike three. Valor wants the challenge, but the Hammerheads have none left.
He bounced around. You could tell he didn't like it and then wanted a challenge. None left, and it wouldn't have mattered because it was in the strike zone. He would have lost the challenge had they had one available.
Just because the connection between pitcher-catcher looks awkward doesn't mean it's not a strike. It's a good read by the umpire. Well, Valor down on strikes for the second time tonight. Dylan Head, 1-for-3, with an RBI single at the plate. First pitch home is sliced foul. Not as aggressive as the Hammerheads have been on the bases. Would Kaba think about swiping third, trying to get 90 feet from home with one out? And Rodriguez playing right near that pie slice line, trying to keep him close. Fastball misses away. Hodges took over for Frank Ellisalt, who pitched 2 1/3 innings of shutout hitless baseball. He did walk three, but struck out four. And 7 of the 9 batters he faced either walked or struck out. 1-1. Ball fouled off to the left side. Mets pitchers tonight, 7 walks, 11 strikeouts. Jupiter pitching 6 walks, 10 strikeouts. And you wonder why this game is taking a long time. 13 walks, 21 strikeouts combined in the first 6 innings. Pickoff throw, not in time.
They really have had a little bit of everything in this game. Had runs, had defense, pitch clock violation, walks, strikeouts, you name it. It's been in this one.
Kaba with the wry smile. He looked like he was trying to stretch out his upper half his neck after the slide into second base when he stole. Slow to get up after that pickoff attempt. Swing and a miss. Hodges strikes out Head. Back-to-back strikeouts after the walk and stolen base.
A really nice job by Hodges to bounce back after the initial walk. Back-to-back strikeouts, set some really good sequences, puts that pitch just below the strike zone. Looks pretty tempting for a hitter, especially when they're in protect mode.
Hodges trying to keep the Mets in the lead. There was a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Good cutter gets Johnson to swing and miss. Johnson 0-for-3 with the pair of Ks. One looking, one swinging. Fastball gets away to the backstop, and Kaba will make his way to third base. It's a wild pitch.
That one just gets away from Hodges in an easy advance for Kaba. But with 2 outs, chance for Hodges to focus on the batter and get this last out and not have that wild pitch come back to hurt him.
And the margin for error is now slim. Seen a wild pitch this inning and a cross-up. Both Hodges and Perozzo must be on point now. 1-1, and it's a weak ground ball foul over towards the Jupiter dugout. And Hodges is a strike away from getting out of this. Hodges shakes off Perozzo once, set. A tapper, Hodges will run it down and flip it off to first, and the inning is over. Nice job by Hunter Hodges in that inning. After leadoff walk and stolen base, he strikes out two and handles the comebacker, stranding Kaba at third base and keeping the Mets in the lead. It's stretch time at Clover Park. Jake, we told the listeners yesterday that there would be a big crowd for Saturday night, and we've got the attendance in. 3,600. It's a big number.
Very nice.
Yeah, that'll be way up there by the end of the season. So we appreciate all the folks coming out, all those Little Leaguers who came by, the Donate Life people. Big crowd. Unfortunately, no post-game fireworks show due to the dry conditions and burn ban in St. Lucie County. Unable to provide that. Hopefully next time we're home on a Saturday, although there's not a lot of rain in the forecast between now and then. But these teams have put together a pretty exciting game for the crowd. And, of course, they got the T-shirt toss right there, so excitement anyways.
I think that might have been the loudest I've heard the ballpark today. T-shirt toss.
Nothing gets people excited like a free T-shirt. A.J. Ewing has been on base six consecutive times now in this series. Ground ball. This will be played by Lewis. The first close, Ewing busting it down the line, but he's out. Finally, they got him. He had walked twice, triple today. Mets holding the slimmest of leads. They were down 5-0 before they came to the plate tonight. But a resurgence in the bottom of the first. And the Ewing last time up hit a two-run triple aided by a ball lost in the lights. Now Will Hoyt. Two-run double in the first, a strikeout and a walk since, takes ball one. Leomar Martinez remains in the game on the mound for Jupiter. He's now pitched 2 1/3, hitless, scoreless ball with a walk and four strikeouts. He's retired six straight. Curveball picks the corner, and it's 2-1.
It's still a one-run game right now, so not a lot of room for error for the Mets. Really would like to have that insurance run. They have not been able to find it so far.
Well, with the way this game started, 5-4 after the first inning, I'm hard-pressed to believe that 6-5 will be the final tonight. It just feels like these two teams are due to put some more up there. 3-1 is foul tipped. Although yesterday, again, 4-0 Jupiter, not a lot of offense. The Hammerheads scored on a wild pitch, a sack fly, a couple of dunk singles. So that appears to be more the norm for these two teams at this stage than the outbursts. As the curveball misses, ball four. Hammerheads minus challenge to live with the result. Will Hoyt on for the third time tonight. Four times out of five in the series.
That's one where Jupiter wishes they did have their challenge. It was in there for a strike, but they don't get the call, and they're out of challenges, so they have to live with it.
One on, one out for Trey Snyder. In his first pro home run back in the first inning, a two-run shot to left. Will Hoyt checked back in. He's safe. Will Hoyt on the bases yesterday, a tick of bad luck. He doubled and then tried to go to third on a pitch that was spiked badly in the dirt, but somehow hit the catcher Ortega in the side of the helmet, dropped right in front of him, and he threw him out. Oh, this ball comes up high and hits Trey. Curveball, wayward at 75 miles per hour. He'll head down to first. Tried to duck and turn out of the way, but they know where to go.
Well, that is player's least favorite way to increase their on-base percentage, but he does get on base, and now two runners on for the Mets with one out.
So opportunity here. The Mets don't have a hit against Martinez yet, but he has walked and plunked consecutive batters. Hamilton Henriquez has gotten on two times in a row. And we have a pitch clock violation, it appears, on the pitcher. There's another one.
Are we up to 14 now?
Automatic ball.
In the series?
In the two games.
And there's going to be a discussion here. Weiss-Hypel wants a discussion. Brief, at least acknowledgement. Breaking ball low. And again, if you missed our discussion yesterday that we had on the broadcast, the umpires, every Florida State League umpire was here on Thursday morning, one day ahead of opening night, and they were training on the pitch clock and the challenge system. The ball is scorched foul. All these umpires new to the Florida State League, new to pro ball, so right on the brink of the season, they were shown this. They practiced it. And so they are ready to go. They've carried that over. This ball is fouled away. It went off the foot of Henriquez. And the umpires, you know, they started this last year. It used to be that if you were assigned to a league as an umpire, you were in that league all year. Well, last year they rotated the sets of umpires between the three Class A leagues. And a 2-2 pitch, and Henriquez strikes out on the breaking ball for the second out of the inning. So there's the California League, the Carolina League, and the Florida State League. And towards the end of May, the umpires that are in the Carolina League are going to rotate and come into the Florida State League. And the Florida State League umpires will go to California League, and the California League will go to the Carolina League. So it'll be a new set of umpires who have to come in and learn this challenge system. They should all know the pitch clock. That's everywhere. But challenge system's only in the Florida State League in double, high, or single A. And why is that? That's because all but one of these ballparks in the Florida State League is a spring training facility. We are outfitted with all the bells and whistles you could want, given the fact that Major League teams are here. 0-2 on Simone Juan, and he takes a pitch high.
Yep. With the way it's gone, you have to think, especially with the success it had in spring training, it won't be long until it starts to work its way up throughout the minor league system and eventually the MLB.
A 1-2 pitch to Juan, and he pokes a slider foul. Yeah, I'd say the challenge system in spring training here at Clover Park and in the Grapefruit League was a big success. That worked fairly flawlessly at Clover Park until we had an issue with some of the equipment on the final game. But it was a big hit with the fans. They enjoyed it. It looked good on TV, as this pitch is called a ball. And we'll see how much longer Major League Baseball needs to see it in practice before they implement it in regular season games. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. And now we're going to have an action pitch. Runners on the move on this upcoming 3-2.
Big chance here for the Mets to finally get that insurance run. If you can just poke a ball into the outfield with runners moving, much easier to score.
The payoff. Ground ball hugs the third baseline but turns foul. Another curveball thrown by Martinez. Everybody will reset.
It's the right idea by Juan there. The pitch was close, so you want to swing at it, and he poked it down towards third base, just didn't stay fair.
Another payoff. Swung on and missed. It was way up high. Juan strikes out on the fastball, and the inning is over. No runs to the Mets, no hits. No errors, two men stranded, seven complete at Clover Park on this Saturday night. Mets lead 6-5. Haas Brewer, who finished up last year with St. Lucie, make his season debut facing Andrew Salas. How about this Mets pitching staff not allowed to hit since the first inning? Brewer keep it rolling. Salas 0 for 2 at the walk, and he fouls one off his front foot. Haas Brewer, the younger brother of Colton Brewer, has pitched in the majors for Padres and the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Cubs. Pitches inside, a fastball at 90. Haas, 24 years old, Dallas, Texas. Pitched at Arkansas Little Rock. Signed as a minor league free agent post-draft last summer. And this is with this fastball at 93. In the first inning, Dylan Head hit a RBI single as the fourth batter of the night. Jesus Hernandez hit a two-run single later in the frame, and that's been it in the hit department. This pitch is foul tipped. Hammerheads, eight hits in the series, all singles. Not really lined anything up.
They've taken advantage of the times they have gotten walks or pass balls and put runners in scoring position on top of being aggressive on the base paths.
2-2. Foul the way. Go back to that top of the first. There were two walks to start the game. A stolen base in the inning, a pass ball in the inning, two errors. It was a really rough start for St. Lucie. They've pitched it better, played better defense since, and you see the results, not a run allowed. 2-2. Narrowly missed. It's a full count.
It was a good pitch by Brewer. Just on the outside. Did it catch the corner? It's really close. It would have been our closest challenge that we've had, had it been challenged.
3-2. Strike three. Salas down looking. He was heading to first. Big pitch. That looked slightly more off than the prior one, Jake, was it?
I think it did just catch the zone. Not by much, but it got in there. Nice pitch from Brewer.
Well, his first strikeout came on his first batter. That's 13 on the night for the St. Lucie staff. This pitch backs up too far inside. At least that's what the umpire Good said. Perozzo thought differently as he challenges it. Strike. Caught plenty of the plate. The Mets will keep their last challenge. The Mets have won 5 of 6 tonight. A much improved turnaround from 0 for 2 in the first inning yesterday. That still, there's an element of risk there from Perozzo. It's the first pitch of the at-bat. If you know, you know. And that ball caught plenty of the plate, obviously, as we saw.
You're absolutely right, but I do think you give Perozzo a little more leeway because he's been so good, only lost the one challenge so far. Other than that,
I think on his own tonight, he's now won 4. And time called. Yeah, waiting for Colin Houck to get back to position after having to track that ball down. No ball boys or girls down the lines in the Florida State League here. So, one of the joys of big league camp. That'll do it for you. 0-2 pitch, and it's lined the other way. Foul.
No, and depending on which way you look down, right or left. Left field, you have the help of the bullpen that can pop out there and help you out. Right field, you're pretty much on your own if that ball rolls too far down.
Prior to 2023, the bullpens were on the field here at Clover Park. So you had relievers who could snatch those benches and the mounds. Looks much better the way it is now. Pitch is high. Former Mets manager Buck Showalter came to Clover Park in his first spring training with the club, saw that, did not like that. The next year, they were off. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Brewer to start his season. That is four strikeouts in the last five batters. Going back to last inning, and Hunter Hodges pitch an inning and two-thirds hitless, scoreless. Fastball, frame, but no call and no challenge. And again, Perozzo may be thinking, yeah, one left. First pitch of the at-bat, it was high. Jake confirms. Slider catches the corner, one and one.
And again, even though they've been so successful with these challenges, you do want to be a little careful. It's a one-run game getting late.
Ah, nice pitch. Sharp downward bite. One and two. The Brewer looks really sharp out of the gate, doesn't he? Trying to strike out the side.
Really good. And the pitch sequence has been great. Wonder if he comes back with a high fastball.
That's what he did, but Jesus Hernandez lays off. Hernandez, the last Hammerhead to get a hit. One out, two-run single in the first inning. Here we are, two outs in the top of the eighth. The 2-2, down and away. It's a full count.
Tells a big part of the story that the Hammerheads have five runs on just two hits in this game. Meanwhile, the Mets six runs on seven hits.
And only one of the five runs for Jupiter was earned. Payoff pitch coming from Brewer. He struck him out. Hoss Brewer strikes out the side in his season debut. The Mets are piling up the strikeouts. That's 15 for this staff through eight innings. Omar Martinez continues to pitch for Jupiter. This will be his fourth inning. Mets looking for some insurance here before they take their lead to the top of the ninth, looking for their first win of the season on day two of the season. Befanias, Perozzo, and Rodriguez. The Mets, the bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth rather, it will be 8-9-1 for the Hammerheads. We'll see if will be Hoss Brewer. The Mets will turn to another reliever. Fanyas 0 for 3, trying to avoid the golden sombrero in his first game. Three strikeouts, second, fourth, and fifth. Swings and misses at the breaking ball.
This has really been a team effort from the St. Lucie Mets in this game. A lot of guys have stepped up throughout it. And despite that rough first inning, they've bounced back very well.
5-4 in the first inning, and then two runs since on a ball that was lost in the twilight by center fielder Andrew Salas. two-out fly ball by A.J. Ewing, turning into two runs. Swing and a miss by Fanyas. Tough game for him. The four strikeouts, and Martinez struck out his third straight back. He's been racking up the K's here. Mets and Hammerheads combining for 28 strikeouts tonight. Now Perozzo 1-for-3 with the single. Pitch missed for ball one. And ball two. So it takes a big cut. Remember, he swung at that 3-0 pitch in his first at-bat. Hammered one in the ground that was gobbled up at first base by Henriquez. Swings mightily at the 2-0. One of those things where, you know, you have the lead in the ninth, going to the ninth inning. He's trying to make it a two-run game with one swing. Takes this high breaking ball. It's three balls and a strike.
It's a nice pitch to lay off of by Perozzo. Sometimes you can think that pitch is going to drop right into your sweet spot, but stays up.
Another big hack on the fastball, and he pokes foul for a full count. Rosa's got to be careful. Pitch clock, he's going to get a violation. Oh, he used the timeout. He had one left after the foul ball, yeah. Had one left. Payoff pitch. Strike three, and Perozzo knew it. Four consecutive strikeouts for Martinez.
Had a lot of strikeouts in this game in general.
29 now.
15 for the St. Lucie Mets staff and 13 for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
That'll be up to 14 momentarily, the eighth for Martinez. Rodriguez 0-for-3, rolls one foul. Trying to find batters who have not struck out today in this game. Everybody for Jupiter except Starlin Cava, the leadoff hitter. And for the Mets, everybody but A.J. Ewing. Nothing and two on Rodriguez.
And in today's game, batters are often very aggressive, and you can look at it more. If you hit the home run, you don't mind striking out three times. So it's going to happen.
There's been some nasty pitches thrown tonight, too.
Absolutely.
Both ways. 0-2 to Rodriguez. It's out of the way. I don't think it's ever been harder in the game of baseball to hit than it is today. Guys are throwing harder with more movement.
And just go back to the last inning with Ross Brewer, who was just clipping the top of the zone.
Go back to the Mets. The last two batters in the seventh, bottom of the seventh, struck out. All three batters in the eighth, and now both batters here in the bottom of the eighth. So that's seven strikeouts in a row in this game. Can somebody break the streak? It's a full count on Rodriguez.
And even if you go back into the seventh, there was a ground out and then two strikeouts after that as well. So
Carter Johnson's. Yeah, Tapper back to the mound. That constitutes offense right now. Payoff pitch. And Rodriguez will take the walk. The second of the night. And Martinez misses, and the Mets have potential insurance run at first base. That'll be the last batter faced by Leomar Martinez. As Nick Weisheipel, manager for Jupiter, makes the way to the mound. It will not be Martinez against Houck. Mets leading 6-5. New pitcher coming in for the Hammerheads. Elian Serrata, new pitcher for the Hammerheads, looking for the last out of the eighth and then hoping his side to pitch the ninth. So a balloon got away during the pitching change.
It's the second one. There's been a couple that floated away.
Those crazy kids.
Great crowd, though, on Donate Life Night. It's been a fun game. Mets looking to try and close it out.
Crowd has thinned out as we are now 3 hours and 3 minutes old. This pitch is called the strike on Houck. 1-1 Colin tonight. Good night, 2-for-4. Single and a double. Both times he reached base, he scored. Rodriguez is running and stopping. Goes back to first. Two balls and a strike. Hard ground ball, but right to the shortstop, Caba, who gobbles it up, flips on to second. That will force out Rodriguez and retire the side. We're heading to the ninth. Mets trying to close it out when we come back. go in the ninth inning. Mets trying to secure win number one of the 2025 season. Poor start, down 5-0. Just one out into the game. A quick rally in the bottom of the first, and then took the lead in the bottom of the fourth, trying to hold on to that lead. It'll be Carlos Sanchez to lead off. Hoss Brewer going for the six-out save. Ground ball to first base. Will Hoyt fields it, throws it on to Hoss, who's got it for out number one. One pitch, one out. In the top of the ninth. He struck out the side in the eighth. On 18 pitches. Just one pitch for the first out here in the ninth. Ian Lewis is next. He's walked the last couple of times. He's got some speed. Was caught stealing when he reached in the sixth. First pitch, ball one. Have to go back to 2022, the last time the Mets won game two of the season. That was up in Daytona. 2023, game two, they lost to Daytona. Last year, they lost to Daytona in game two as well. Pitch is high for a ball. Mets still have that one challenge left lurking. They can't roll it over to tomorrow, so if there's a close pitch at some point in this inning, expect to see it. 2-0, call the strike. Hammerheads have long since been out of challenges. Got to go back to the fifth. And it has cost them a couple of times, a couple of pitches not gone their way and not been able to overturn. 2-1. That one's low. Three balls and a strike. Top of the lineup looms. Starlin Caba on deck. Andres Valor in the hole. Brewer's 3-1 pitch. Missed high. Ball four. Lewis, fast man, has now walked the last three times in the ninth spot. Eighth walk issued by the Mets. It has not cost them in innings 2 through 8. To try to get around it one more time. Caba, 0-for-2 with a couple of walks, is at the plate. Remains hitless to start the season. Marlins number two prospect. Looking for that first one. You can see Perozzo trying to tell Brewer to settle down. And now Luis Alvarado, Mets pitching coach, will pay a visit to the mound. While he does that, let's take you around the Mets organization today. New York Mets, big opening home opener win yesterday, 5-0, down 2-0 tonight in the bottom of the 7th to the Blue Jays, who are off to a nice start. Triple-A Scranton Wilkes-Barre versus Syracuse tonight, or this afternoon rather. Syracuse got a win, 7-4, first win in that series. Binghamton, New Hampshire, postponed due to inclement weather in New Hampshire. Made up tomorrow. Brooklyn, 2-0 on the season after winning 15-1 today. Cyclones won last night as well. Hot start for the Cyclones. 20 hits for Brooklyn tonight. 8 of the 9 starters, multiple hits for the Cyclones. Wow. Back to the action here. 1-0 on Caba. And he will take a strike. By the way, in that Brooklyn game, Jacob Reimer, 3 hits. Boston Barrow, Eli Serrano, Chris Suero, Ronald Hernandez, Diego Mosquera, all 2 hits. Omar De Los Santos, Starlin Mercado, 3 hits. Goodness. 1-1. A fly ball stung into center. Ewing lines it up, makes the catch. Route number two. Caba is retired. That's one of the hardest hit balls by Jupiter over the first two games. And now it comes down to Brewer versus Valor. And Jupiter has not done much on offense. He's not had a hit Since one out in the first inning. First pitch right in there. For strike one. Or 0 for 2, two strikeouts. Lewis leaning at first base. He's off and running. The pitch is grounded foul, and he will have to go back. He was leaning, and he was moving before Brewer started home. He had second base stolen easily, and if Brewer stepped off, might have had a chance for a pickoff. And alas, he must return. A break, really, for the Mets. Brewer trying to put it away. He's ahead 0-2. Pitch on the way. Struck him out right in there. Haas Brewer fired up as the St. Lucie Mets notch their first win of 2025. Haas Brewer, the six-out save. Two hitless innings. A perfectly placed slider. He has struck out four tonight. And the St. Lucie Mets form that happy high-five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. There are 6-5 winners tonight. In trouble early. Down 5-0. Recording just one out in the first inning. They got it together in short order. Big boost from the offense in the bottom of the first. Get four runs back immediately. The pitching and the defense much better. Innings 2 through 9. A.J. Ewing's fly ball lost in the twilight by Andrew Salas in the fourth inning brings home the two crucial runs that tied the game and gave the Mets a lead they would not relinquish. 16 strikeouts for Mets pitchers in this contest. What a showing by the St. Lucie Mets. Had everybody in the building a little nervous there in that first inning with the 5 runs, the walks, the errors, pass ball, but they had all game to come back. Didn't take them that long. This was a ball game basically after the first inning. The Mets able to get it done. It looks like Jake has wrangled Haas Brewer. Had a great finish to this one to close it out, and we'll send it down to the field and Jake now. Thank you to Haas. Looked great there in those two innings with the lead just one for the Mets. It was really a no-sweat save for him. His first winning pitcher, Frank Ellisalt, he did really well. Hodges gets the hold, Brewer save. Juan Reynoso takes the loss for the Hammerheads. Both teams now 1-1 on the season, looking ahead to the rubber match tomorrow. But before that, we got the post-game show coming up next on Bally Sports Live. Clover Park tradition, launch a ball. So what you do is you spend $5, you get six tennis balls numbered. Your name's put on a sheet next to the number of tennis balls you have, and you try to throw it into that tire, and if you do, you get half the pot. Nobody gets it, then the pot rolls over to the next launch a ball. So that's several games per homestand. So I don't know if anybody's got anyone in there yet. While launch a ball continues to take place, we'll roll through the highlights of tonight's 6-5 St. Lucie Mets victory. Jupiter, here's the two-run single by Jesus Hernandez to make it 5-0 in the first with one out. How about this? Jupiter would not get a hit the rest of the game. Mets get on the board quickly in the bottom of the first. Two-run double by Trace Wilhoit. Two doubles in two games for him. Trey Snyder launched his first professional home run. Two-run homer. Look at the Mets bullpen. They love it. That made it 5-4. So the Mets down 5-0 quickly. They're right back in it. How about Vincent Perozzo? Great day behind the plate. He threw out two base runners. And he won all those challenges. And here's Colin Houck. He was so close to a home run that hit right off the top of the wall, came back in. Would have been a two-run homer to give the Mets the lead. But the very next batter, A.J. Ewing, fly ball. Salas didn't see it. It's happened to so many players, home and away, over the years here at Clover Park. Two-run score. And that made it 6-5 Mets. It was only the fourth inning. We had a long way to go. But the pitching was just so electric for the Mets between Gomez, Ellisalt, Hodges, and Brewer there. Those guys combining for all those strikeouts, for 15 of the strikeouts. Lanthier had one. His only out recorded in the first inning was a strikeout. Not all his fault. There was some defense behind him there that cost him a chance to pitch deeper into the game. But, man, Jake, I think I said it somewhere in the middle innings that it felt like this was not going to be a 6-5 final. It was, because the pitching was that good for the Mets. They were not going to relinquish that lead.
One hiccup, and that was in the first inning. And after that, they really locked it down. They did walk a couple more guys later on, but they did a great job of throwing out some good sequences, throwing strikes. Perozzo did a fantastic job behind the plate as well, getting those base runners out. Just really great stuff defensively and from the pitching things for the Mets. And they did a good job offensively to get those runs early on and take some of that pressure off.
Yeah, you mentioned some of those walks by the Mets pitchers. But look, when your stuff is that electric and you're not giving up a hit after the first inning, You can walk some guys. And yeah, the response by the offense was so important. After last night's 4-0 loss, the offense looked out of sorts last night. Offense didn't even get a chance to come to the plate tonight before they were already down 5-0. And immediately they got the offense going. Houck, Ewing, Wilhoit, Snyder all consecutively getting on and doing damage. And it felt like that 5-0 deficit and that shaky start was gone in the blink of an eye. And you basically had a whole ball game in front of you to try to make up one run, and the Mets did it. So this was, it's a long season. You know, you won't say it's a critical win, but it's nice to see that the team had that bounce back basically after the first 9.5 innings to start this season.
Absolutely. You know, it's a three-game series. It's a short series. Now you have the rubber match on Sunday, and it can be frustrating to get off to an 0-2 start, especially after the way things were looking after that first inning. This is a great win for the Mets. Take what you can from this one. Carry this momentum over into Sunday and hopefully into the rest of the season.
Yeah, you mentioned Sunday. This is going to be a very special game on Sunday. Fans, please tune in. Matt Allen. Yes, that name. Matt Allen, drafted third round 2019. Hasn't pitched since 2019. Multiple Tommy John surgeries, ligament movement. He's finally going to be back in action. It'll be a very exciting day, very emotional, I'm sure, for Matt as he resumes his pro career in-game action. He's got the ball tomorrow to start the Sunday finale. First pitch will be at 12:10 p.m. It'll be a warm day, but it'll be a dry day here at Clover Park. We'll be on air at high noon Eastern Standard Time as these two teams try to win a series.
So you're going to want to tune in early as well for the pregame interview.
Yeah, Jake spoke with Matt Allen, and that will be rolling your way just after noon tomorrow. So please watch us again tomorrow. Should be a fun game, and definitely with Matt Allen on the mound, must see TV. Well, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Once again, your final score from game two of the season at Clover Park. Mets 6, Hammerheads 5. For Jake Ricker, I am Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday. We hope all of you out there watching on Valley Sports Live and MLB TV have a pleasant remainder of your night.